WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Your daily dose of reality served with a side of motivation. Ever feel like life's got you spinning in a whirlwind? Like, there's just not enough hours in the day to keep up? You know that feeling when your mind's racing and your heart's doing its own little samba? Yeah, I get it. We all experience stress and anxiety. It's part of being human, right? But what if I told you there are some seriously effective strategies to manage those feelings, turn that chaos into calm, and actually feel in control? That's exactly what we're diving into today on The Discipline Switch. Let's face it, the world throws a lot at us. Deadlines, relationships, finances, social media, the list goes on. But learning to manage stress and anxiety isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. It's about having the energy and focus to chase your dreams, connect with loved ones, and truly enjoy life. So buckle up, because we're going to break down 5 key strategies that will help you ditch those stressful vibes and step into your power. First things first, awareness. You can't manage what you don't recognize. Start paying attention to your body, the tension in your shoulders, the tightness in your chest, the racing thoughts. These are all telltale signs of stress. Once you identify them, you can start addressing the root cause. Maybe it's that mountain of emails, a looming project deadline, or a conflict with a friend. Speaking of those triggers, think about what typically sets you off. Is it traffic, social gatherings, deadlines? Identifying your personal stressors is like having a cheat sheet. Knowing your weaknesses allows you to strategize and build coping mechanisms. Imagine facing your fears head on, not as a panicked victim, but as a prepared warrior armed with knowledge. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think regular exercise, healthy eating, getting enough sleep, the basics, but crucial for managing stress. And don't underestimate the power of relaxation techniques like deep breathing, meditation, or even just taking a few minutes to listen to calming music. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Next up, boundaries. Remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Setting healthy boundaries is essential for protecting your energy and sanity. Learn to say no to things that drain you or compromise your well-being. Think of it this way. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Finally, let's talk about connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Lean on your loved ones, nurture those relationships, and build a support system you can rely on. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Sharing your feelings with someone you trust can be incredibly therapeutic. All right, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and stressed, deadlines are looming, the kids are acting up, and she just needs a break. But instead of letting stress take over, Sarah starts incorporating some of these strategies. She wakes up 30 minutes earlier to meditate and practice yoga, sets boundaries by delegating tasks at work, spends quality time with her family each night, and reaches out to friends for support when she's feeling overwhelmed. The result? Sarah feels calmer, more in control, and ready to tackle anything life throws her way. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to manage stress and anxiety, leaving you feeling empowered and ready to take on the world. Remember, managing stress isn't about eliminating it completely. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms and building resilience. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for managing stress? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to The Discipline Switch for daily doses of motivation and inspiration. See you tomorrow for another episode packed with practical tips and real talk advice.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.